Episode 390, You Are Indispensable.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? Aloha. Howdy doody. Oh, what else can I tell you? I'm excited that you're here. Come in, get warm because it is freezing outside my door. It is really cold. We're having really high wind gust. And I don't even want to talk about the weather because I want you to know right now that you are indispensable. That's a huge word. In fact, it's one that I don't think we use a lot of times, except for sometimes maybe we look at it from the perspective of recycled paper, recycled cans, and some days we just feel that way. We feel like we're this old piece of paper and, oh, well, if it does us good, yeah, we'll keep it out and we'll reuse it and write some notes on it. But man, when we don't want it, we just, you know, crumple it up and we toss it off to the corner. Oh, wait, but then we think, oh, wait, there's something I could use off of there. So you get it back out again and you smooth it all out and you get what you need off of it. And then you crumple it back up and toss it to the other corner. You're not a crumpled up piece of paper. You are indispensable. And today I want you to feel that indispensable love for yourself. We are into 2016, way into it already. We are in, in a blink already. It's like, yeah, we're almost mid-February. I know we're not, but it feels like we are. And to think that just a blink ago, though, we were celebrating all these new hopes and dreams, and now we're just like, oh, we're in it again, and I'm just ready for a winter long nap. Well, for some of you, you can have that winter long nap because winter is here. For those of you who are in the warmer parts of the world right now, I wish I was where you were because I am so cold. I'm tired of these 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts that we've been having. We've been having whiteouts. The snow is blowing across and you can't see. Literally, when you're driving, you cannot see in front of you. It is crazy. So we've had a couple cancellation days of school, which is nice because the children get to stay home with me. And I love that. I love having my babies home. But when you do have those opportunities, you begin to think like, oh, well, wait. If, you know, am I really needed? When they're young, they need you all the time. People need you when they're learning something new. But when, as they get older and people get comfortable with what they do, then they don't need you as much. And it's so easy to sit there and say, oh, I don't need those notes and crumple you up and throw you in a corner. I believe truly that moms, women, we sometimes really feel walked on. And we don't think about it because we're too much caring for everybody else, that we don't focus on that. But it's something that's internal within us. It's like, gosh, well, doesn't anybody care about maybe what I would like to do? Why do the kids always get to pick where we go out to eat? Why do they get to decide what we're going to do on a weekend or a family vacation? Why can't I have a say, right? Why can't mommy have a say or daddy have a say? Why is it everybody else's? You are indispensable, absolutely necessary. The synonyms I found with indispensable are essential, vital, must-have, crucial. You're key. You're a key factor to life. Required, invaluable. How does that feel to be invaluable? Have you ever been told that lately? You are invaluable. You're indispensable. You are absolutely necessary. You are the breath of your family. Without you, your children would go to school in mismatched clothing or naked. Now, I'm not sure which one is worse. But really, when you think about it, if you weren't helping them, how would they go to school? Without you, a box dinner would be a delicacy. They wouldn't know how to cook, right? And, you know, dad, as much as I love dads, and some of you dads out there, you really do know how to cook. On the other hand, my hubby, not so much. Yes, the box dinner would be the delicacy. Without you, your home would be a jungle with lots of monkeys. Can you imagine them swinging from the chandeliers? No, but at some points in your life and in your day, you have that jungle monkey moments that you're like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Without you, your checkbook would be a lot lighter. No one would be able to understand how you shop and save money. Yeah, because that's always the key, right? Is how can you save money but get what you want? And you have all these tricks, but nobody gets those tricks but you, because you are indispensable. Without you, your sweetheart would be lonely and always longing for his soulmate. Yeah, your hubby would miss you. Or dad's, your wife would miss you. But with you, you bring light into the darkness. You always know just what to say. You cook the best dishes in the world. You comfort those who are hurting. You love even when you're tired. You give of yourself endlessly. You encourage when the fight is tough. You tuck in hope with your kisses. You do because you're you. You are indispensable. Moms, you can't be that little piece of paper that gets crumpled up and tossed to the floor. You're not just a note. You're not just a little wrapper or a napkin that people just kind of can come and go and walk all over you. No, you are indispensable. Today, I want you to feel that extra love. I want you to know how amazing you are. Don't take yourself for granted. It's easy when we're going through our daily to-dos and we're in our daily goals and we're just kind of going about our day because, well, this is how we do our day and this is what happens. But it's when we begin to kind of shuffle our day, which I've had the opportunity to have mine shuffled lately with the kids being home from school, and you begin to realize that, whoa, a day doesn't have to be just like this. It doesn't always line up like we think it should line up. Or maybe we take our days for granted and hope that they line up a certain way. So what? We don't have to think about it. And we can be that little piece of paper that hides in the corner. You don't want to be a little dust bunny, do you? You are indispensable. You are the breath of your family. You're an absolutely an incredible woman who is on fire to live out her purpose in life. How crazy awesome is that? You need to celebrate that and just have joy deep within your heart saying, yes, I'm doing something. And when you hit and stub your toe, just say, oh, okay, that's all right. I'm indispensable. I can do this. I'm what? I'm going to go and I'm going to continue to encourage the fight, even though it's tough. Tuck in your own hopes with your dreams. You give everybody else hopes with your kisses. Do the same for yourself today, because I want you to know, sister, you are indispensable. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.